Glover Teixeira lost the light heavyweight title belt in his last UFC fight. He needs it back now. The Brazilian hasn't fought on home soil in 8 years, and when he faces American Jamahal Hill at UFC 283 on Sunday, he expects a loud crowd in Rio to cheer him on. Jiří Procházka, the man the 43-year-old fighter beat to win the title, was supposed to fight him again in December. However, Procházka had to pull out because of a shoulder injury, so the fight was cancelled and the belt was given to the younger fighter. In a rush to find a new champion, the UFC had Jan Błachowicz and Magomed Ankalev fight for the belt. However, after a disappointing split decision draw in Las Vegas, the pendulum has swung back to the former champion. Now, whether it was luck or fate, Teixeira gets what he wanted. He will fight in his home country for the UFC light heavyweight belt. I was going to fight here, in Rio. I thought that if I won the belt and the fight in Singapore, against Procházka, I would ask for the fight to be here. I did ask, but Jiří didn't want to come here, Teixeira told News Corp. It's very important. I'm so happy about it because, even though I like to fight everywhere, I haven't been here to fight in almost 8 years. To be back here and fight for the belt, to have the chance to win the belt in front of a Brazilian crowd. I really appreciate it. When Teixeira beat Błachowicz at UFC 267 in Abu Dhabi in October 2021, he became the second oldest UFC champion in history. Sunday's opponent, Hill, is 12 years younger than him and has quickly put together a highlight reel of devastating knockouts. His stoppage of Johnny Walker in the first round last February was the most impressive of these. But the Brazilian, who is now in his third decade of mixed martial arts, MMA, and has made a habit of proving doubters wrong over that time, doesn't care about his age. Teixeira said, I just love to do it, and I'm still pretty good at it. I feel good, I haven't hurt myself badly, and I'm still doing very well in this sport. I lost my last fight against Procházka, but I was winning until I got choked, so I'm not done. What drives me is to fight for the belt and be the best in the world. Man, I'm living the dream. Hill does his best work on his feet, and he has quickly become known as one of the hardest-hitting fighters in the 205-pound division. But when Paul Craig took the American to the mat at UFC 263, things went wrong. His arm got dislocated.